This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Concern: Pittsburgh area doctors sounding the alarm on metomidine, a veterinary tranquilizer that's starting to make its way around the streets and around Western Pennsylvania. Its street name is Flysky. And joining us is Dr. Michael Lynch, Senior Medical Director, UPMC Health Plans Quality and Substance Use Disorder Services. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So when did we discover that this was out on the streets? How long has it been prevalent?
It was first identified on the street in Maryland in 2022, but in Pennsylvania, starting about May or so of last year, they started to identify metomidine in the drug supply, but it really only started becoming prevalent in the late part of 2024. And then in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular, through the early part of 2025. So about a year now.
And what presents with people who are ingesting this drug?
So it's almost always mixed with street, heroin, which is mostly fentanyl these days. So when people are using it, usually it's in combination with the opioid. So you can get a typical opioid overdose where somebody is not responding and not breathing. Usually what we notice is when they get naloxone to reverse the opioid, they stay sleeping. They may start breathing again, which is the primary goal, but they'll stay asleep. And a lot of people report having hallucinations and things like that while intoxicated with it.
Dr. Lynch, where are people getting this veterinary drug from?
Well, I mean, it's mixed into the supply, when and where and by whom, I'm not precisely certain. I don't think that it's primarily diverted from veterinary supply. It's most likely ordered or shipped from overseas would be the most likely thing, and then mixed into the drug supply at, some sort of regional level.
Our Midday Talk host, Marty Griffin, posted yesterday a video of a person in the city. And there's a zombie drug. Is this the same thing or is this different?
I didn't see the post, but, zombie drug has been used to sort of describe lots of different things. Mostly what this is a sedative. So people will be sleeping mostly would be the what you'd expect to see if somebody has used metomidine.
What is or what are people using that, and they stand in a position where, I mean, it's tragic to watch, where they're just kind of frozen and that's why the zombie drug, hardly moving. What is that?
Well, it could be any number of things. It could be something like an opioid mixed with a sedative like metomidine and just somebody's in a standing position with it. It could be other drugs like ketamine or things similar to that, or even some cough and cold medicines that you can buy over the counter, like dextromethorphan, can have those kinds of effects. So it really kind of depends, but there's a lot of different drugs that can give you that effect where what you see is somebody sort of standing, maybe nodding or wavering a little bit, but not really moving or responding much to what's going on around them.
I'd like to circle back, if I could, Doctor, to the effect of Narcan on this drug. An official that was quoted in a recent report here says that users need to know that it is not affected by Narcan and it's not going to save you. But you're saying that that's not true. What you're saying is different.
Yeah, we absolutely want people to continue using naloxone, and it will save lives. So the metatomidine itself is not reversed by naloxone, but it's nearly always mixed with the opioid fentanyl. And fentanyl continues to be the thing that would drive an overdose death. So if we can reverse the fentanyl effect with naloxone so that somebody's breathing, that will absolutely save lives. So from our perspective, the changes or the updates that we would make aren't that you shouldn't use naloxone, it's that you might need to change what your expectations are. So if you give someone naloxone, our goal always has been for breathing to resume, and we would expect that to happen. What we might not expect is for people to wake up after naloxone, which historically is what people do expect after, you know, giving it to somebody to do Terelin or oxycodone or things like that. You expect to give naloxone and see the person wake up and start breathing. Here, they'll probably just start breathing, but remain sleeping. But you will have saved a life by doing that. So we absolutely do not want to send the message that we shouldn't use naloxone.
Great information. We're with Dr. Michael Lynch. That said, where do we stand this day and age when it comes to fentanyl? It seems to be pervasive, yet are deaths down in recent years?
They are in Pennsylvania and nationally. And there's, you know, state by state, there's some variation, of course. But, you know, that's probably for a lot of different reasons. Of course, we hope that the, you know, prevalence of naloxone in the community and people having it and using it to save lives is a big part of that. We hope that access to care is a big part of that. Fentanyl continues to be prevalent, but what has been reported locally, but also nationally, is that the overall concentration of fentanyl in a lot of the drug supply has lowered over the last couple of years. So that may also be partially what's driving the reduction in overdose deaths. And it's hard to know, but things that get mixed into it, like xylazine, which has been prevalent here, and then metatomidine, other sedatives, which are meant to sort of increase the effect without adding more opioid, it's possible that those being there allows for a lower concentration of fentanyl to be in the supply. It's hard to know, that's theoretical, but the reduction in supply concentration of fentanyl does seem to be present and probably does play a role in the overall reduction in overdose deaths for now. Obviously, we will continue to watch to see if that reduction is something that persists. We certainly hope so.
Yeah, that xylazine you just mentioned is known as the zombie drug, you know, on the streets. Meanwhile, before you go, Doctor, so many families are affected by drug addiction. What kind of message do you have for people who are looking for some hope? Surely you have success stories.
Oh, absolutely. We do. And it is, it's a horrific disease, and it impacts individuals, their families, anyone around them in really tragic ways. But there absolutely is hope. It's a disease. And like most diseases, there are treatments and there are effective treatments. It's hard to get started. And like many diseases, if the treatment doesn't continue, you can relapse, but you can be treated again. So we have great success stories. Metatomidine in particular is difficult. When people withdraw from it, they can get very sick and potentially need to go to the ICU. But if we can treat through that initial phase of withdrawal and get people onto regular treatments, including medications in particular, people can live very full, satisfying, happy lives with great quality. And we see it every day. That's usually not what the focus is, and that's often not what we think about, but it's absolutely true, and that's what we work for every day.
Appreciate what you and your team do, Doc. So important to our society, and especially here in Western Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Lynch, Senior Medical Director of UPMC's Substance Use Disorder Services.
And Larry, in Fayette County, there have been at least two overdose deaths recently from this fly sky being included in drugs that people get a hold of. And the DA says anyone who has a bag with some fly sky mixed into the drugs They can turn it in at several places in the county, including police stations or Crime Stoppers, with no questions asked.
Thank you, Paul.
No, I'm not trending. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, no, they're back.
Yeah, they're back. Oh, stuff.
So this all started because they changed their logo for a new marketing campaign. They kind of watered it down. They took, what's his name, Herschel, the guy that's...
Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel, silhouetted, mm-hmm. sitting mm-hmm. next to a barrel. Mm-hmm. You know, a big, looks mm-hmm. like a wine barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mm-hmm. cracker barrel.
Yeah. So Cracker Barrel says they could have done a better job with the release of the new logo that angered some fans. However, they're sticking with the new logo. So
they lost $145 million stock drop.
Yes.
Will they recover?
They dropped more than 10% since the new logo was introduced on August 18th.
Now, let me ask you a question. How would you like to be the marketing person who approved this for the company? Do you think that person's
taking
any
some
heat?
Of course. But the fact that they're sticking with the logo is great. Like, people are going to be upset. People don't like change, regardless of, no matter what it is. We don't like change here at the radio station. Come in and change your board, your microphone, your headphones.
It's generally a human condition where people don't like change, yet change is actually the only constant in life.
Yes. I mean, we have to adjust, right? Accordingly. I mean, then the president gets involved and he's upset at Cracker Barrel.
Would you not go to Cracker Barrel because they changed the sign?
I'm not going to Cracker Barrel regardless.
But would you not go to a place just because of the sign if you had no other?
No, people are always putting the woke people in all kinds of situations because if you're woke, you know, this is an attack on, you know, people who believe certain things, and it's all political. We change logos all the time. Get over it.
Is there bacon good? That's all I
want to
know.
I'm trying to tell you. Exactly. So we transition to, since we talked about Donald Trump, his White House staffer, Caroline Leavitt, is taking the heat because she was gifted a Louis Vuitton bag gift for her birthday. So, you know, it's the whole American first, buy American first. The president always
Is he from France?
He's from France, Annette. Well,
why is she in trouble? Because it's from France? Because of the price?
No, but probably both. But you know, people are on social media basically saying it's a whole American first. The president is touting American first, buy American products,
French.
So, you know, you receive this Louis Vuitton expensive bag. So people are saying, hey,
I don't
practice
know why
what
people
you
spend that kind of money for that stuff anyway.
Yeah, well, don't talk, don't look my way anyway.
Ms. Burberry.
With a Burberry. So I don't know.
Is trending?
So this is cute. This is really, it kind of brought tears to my eyes. I had watched the video. So a woman picks up a birthday cake from a supermarket and she gets a warning from the decorator. I did my best. So if you see it, it looks like a kindergartner wrote.
Oh my God.
When she picked up the
Happy
cake.
Happy birthday,
I can't understand
Steven.
It. Oh my God. So people on social media, I mean, you have to, sometimes they're like, you know, chill out. But this time people were basically saying, this lesson is giving it your all. This lesson is giving your all when you have nothing else to give. Meaning the kid at the bakery is like, he's not a professional, but I get it. I understand when you purchase a cake, you expect to get professional service, but I mean, he tried his best and did it. I mean, it went viral. I mean, millions of people saw this.
My man needs to go back to school.
Oh, give me a break.
And what
else? Ta-da. Pumpkin spice, Starbucks. Pumpkin spice at Starbucks starts today, people. You pumpkin lovers, I am not. I do not like pumpkin anything. Not at all. Not pumpkin pie. I'm a sweet potato pie person.
All right. Don't get angry about it.
So pumpkin spice, do you like pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin cream cold brew, iced pumpkin cream chai, pecan crunch oatmeal latte, pecan oat milk. These are all the new.
How much of those drinks? Does it say on there? No.
No, it doesn't say. But I know I drink Starbucks.
You know what I like? Eaton Park pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you make pumpkin? Are you a baker?
No.
A candlestick maker?
Although I used to cook at Eden Park. Full disclosure.
Oh, God, don't go there.
You didn't know that?
No, please, not today, Larry. I'm not going there with you.
Come on.
No, we're done. Goodbye.
Now that Hardee's is closed in Millville, where are you going to go?
I know.
Don't forget, your Hostess Ding Dongs are recalled. Best Buy
I love
dates.
Ding Dongs.
Best Buy dates, August 30th, September 3rd. You got to take them back. Hostess Chocolate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ding dongs.
Ding dongs. I know some ding dongs.
May have a mold.
Goodbye.
You may work with. I didn't say that.
I didn't say
what?
That either.
Trending with tea. Thank
absolutely
you.
Absolutely. Bye. Later.
Tomorrow Rush.
Bye.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with the unofficial mayor of the Strip District, Jimmy Cohen. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. What's it like to be in the hottest place in Pittsburgh? The Strip District is growing, and with that comes some growing pains. But overall, for many people who have been around town, this used to be the city's industrial core. Of course, the produce all came in on rails and trucks, and then it's become a tech hub. And over the years, massive infrastructure buildup. How many people now are expected to be living in the Strip District here in the near future?
Well, Larry, right now we are from 2015 till now, the residents, the increase is 319%.
Wow.
Since 2010, it's 425%. So, you know, the changes in the residents and in the whole buildup of the Strip. The growth is immense, you know, but, like you said, with growth, you also have growing pains. And, if you look at the Strip as a whole, and you look at the rest of the city, for instance, the South Side, has their struggles, Garfield, they've been working on Garfield since 2008, the city, and it's still not finished. And, certain parts of the city, I feel that, the Strip should be commended for all the work it's done up to now. But we can't forget the history of the Strip. We can't forget why the growth is what it is. You know, it's basically because Penn Avenue is such a vibrant part of the city. And, with the growth, we can't forget that if we don't have, you take Penn Avenue away, the strip can implode.
No, well, who wants to take Penn Avenue away?
Well, right now we have this right sizing project on Penn Avenue, and it's from 22nd Street to 31st. They want to squeeze two lanes into one lane, and you know, and so we've been going through meetings for the past couple of years, and you know, to be honest with you, I feel like the process of how you do a project in the city is not always for the community.
Well, it sounds like, Jimmy, that, you know, there's going to be a change at the level of, you know, the mayor. There's going to be a new mayor. I don't know how Corey O'Connor or Moreno feel about these kinds of things, but you guys have been working on this for years, and there's going to be, they estimate by 2028, there'll be 10,000 people living in the strip, let alone all the other infrastructure that's gone up over the years. And what I always liked about the strip is, and now that the terminal building's done, is Smallman, you got the new, but it's still representative of the history. And then Penn Avenue is still that great roadway where you don't have the cookie cutter businesses. I mean, when were you a street vendor, and then how long ago was that, and then you opened your brick and mortars?
I was a street vendor for 12 years, and then I rented my first store, and then I rented my second store, and then I was able to buy the Feinberg building, and all together it's close to 30 years. And you know, Larry, I'm the American dream. And for me, you know, the strip district is so important in the history of the strip district, and the way the strip district has formed wasn't planned. You know, we represent 25 different countries on our street. We have, you know, we have all small businesses. And to be honest with you, our city needs to embrace, and our city needs to take care of the history in the neighborhood, because you don't find neighborhoods like this. We have customers that come into our store and say, you know what, we love this, you know, we love this area. And you know, speaking of the terminal building, I was in favor of the terminal building when it was built, because it was, we were preserving that building, you know, and it's not quite turned out exactly the way we wanted it to, but, you know, Penn Avenue generates, you know, terminal building, we were getting 7 million visitors. So after 3 years with the terminal building being opened, we're only at 7,500,000. So the terminal hasn't really taken off the way we wanted it to.
Really?
Now they're still yeah. So just think about this. Take away Penn Avenue, and you're taking away 7 million visitors.
Well,
so then you're only at 500,000 visitors. Now there'll be some growth with that, but we, you know, we're with the development, there's some scary things that are going on Penn Avenue. They want to build higher buildings. They want to put the city's trying to put food trucks on Penn Avenue. They want to control our vending on Penn Avenue. And the reason the strip is so good is because we control our own businesses.
Well, there's a chance, Jimmy, with the change of administration, maybe you can make some headway. In the meantime, I love the vibe down there I know you got some growth problems, but overall, it's still a really cool place to be. So we'll continue.
It is. No, you know what? The positive end of things, we are, we're looking forward to the draft. And that's kind of another reason why, shrinking our road, like you said, the amount of people that are moving in, we have the draft coming. It just doesn't make any sense. And we feel that our community and our businesses and our residents are not for this project. So whoever is not in favor of keeping the strip the way it is.
Well, continued.
I'm here to protect it.
Obviously, you're very passionate about it. Jimmy, I appreciate the time. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Larry, thank you.
Jimmy Cohen from the Strip District.
A meeting last night in Aliquippa for the parents of students injured in Saturday's bus accident.
He said he's okay, but I know he's sore, you know what I mean? And deep down inside, I think they really traumatized from what happened.
Yeah, Larry, that's Damon Hall talking about his grandson in the wake of that accident.
Well, we certainly wish the best for all involved. It's been an unbelievable emotional roller coaster here in the last few days.
And two still in the hospital. Kenny Pickett is heading for Vegas. He'll be a backup for the Raiders.
Surprise! Yeah, Kenny will be on his fourth team. Think about it, three teams in one season, basically, in one cycle.
18 months, in fact.
Yeah, so he went to Philadelphia. They ended up winning the Super Bowl, so he gets a ring, goes to Cleveland, and before the season starts, now he's headed to Las Vegas.
I got to be honest. I just thought this. I'll just say it straight out. That's a good thing that happened to him.
I think so.
Who would want to be trapped in,
get him
in that mess in
Cleveland? Yeah, God, man, are you mad?
And the Steelers cut 12 players Monday. More to come today.
Yeah, they'll be down to their season-ready 53-man roster. Of course, that'll also include some additional names for the practice squad, but there were some changes yesterday.
And Hardee's has closed in Millvale.
What would happen if a thick burger jumped into a cold swimming pool? Shrinkage. Introducing the quarter pound little thick burger.
Right, there you go. The quarter pound is the little one.
Yeah, I forget what I ordered at Hardee's. I had some kind of french fry overdose last time.
I can only imagine, right?
Yeah, last year I did a drive-by at that Hardee's in Millvale. No 50, more.
52 years it was there, and now the closest Hardee's to us is in Waynesburg.
Good luck. And don't forget about the ding-dong recall. It's just a little bonus.
This is one of the craziest stories ever.
I've never heard of this with a treat.
That's wrapped up in foil, right?
Yes. Hostess chocolate ding-dongs. Best Buy dates, August 30th and September 3rd. May have mold. You are asked to return them to where you purchased them or just throw them out. Now, how many parents are wondering, did I put a ding-dong in Junior's lunch pail? I don't know.
Who knows? I'm sure that that's the kind of thing the kids trade at school, right?
Thank God there's nothing wrong with Twinkies.
I'll trade you this ding-dong for a whatever, right?
Twinkies so far so good.
No kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.